The 50-gallon drum. I like your product, Tessie Rubble told the CEO. Our test went off without a hitch. Last night, Bill James and I, Bill's that pragmatic theme park guy, you may have seen us in Olem, said Arnie Robb. Oh, was that Bill? I thought it was that Jack Perrone. Oh, no, laughed Tess. If you had seen the map Jack drew for me, you'd know he's just a clown. The map showed half the globe of Crow with elephants in place of towns, and Crotians dressed in funny gowns with bones stuck through their noses. And trust me, Arn, those teddy bears weren't out to smell the roses. But weirder than the Crow's attire was the way he drew this planet bound around with thick barbed wire. I have a hunch Jack did aspire once to be my heart's desire, but... Then Tessie tapped her head. I guess he lost it. We found the map upon my bed, where he had tossed it. That figures, said the CEO. I saw Jack just a while ago working with the General and Carter. He had a look upon his face like some poor martyr. I wouldn't be surprised, said Tess. In any case, last night Bill James and I dripped just a drop of your fine pesticide upon the ground, then left, and came back in an hour. For thousands of square feet around, no living insect could be found. This morning, when the sun arose, well, praise the Lord, it was a different scene. The bug-free land was turning green, and gone was that odd whitish trace. I'll tell you what, continued Tess, if pesticides can rid this place of everything that crawls, as soon as I get back to Earth, I'll get out floor plans that I made for high-rise condos, burbs, and malls, and from those plans I'll pre-sell living and commercial space. Then in a year I'll come back here and thoroughly revamp this place. Said Rob, it really breaks all norms how well my pesticide performs. I sometimes like to sit and watch the miracle of how it kills. Some say rapacious insects are a plague that comes from God on high to punish kings with stubborn wills. I don't know why they came to Crow, but what the hell, that's in the past. Today I heard the latest poll shows Crows have made a stand at last and will be buying all they need from Bill's theme parks to hybrid seed. I guess we gave them one great loan. This means, of course, the Crows will live forever and a day in landless squalor, working to repay each dollar. And that is how it should be, for if there be rich, there must be poor. That said, I hope they celebrate their newfound Crotian solvency with one big all-out spending spree. Then I won't have to take these 50 gallons home with me, for as you see, this old drum may start leaking. Don't worry about that, said Tess. If they don't want it, you can sell your pesticide to me. It's exactly what I'm seeking.